Brooms up. This weekend in Genesee County, there'll be a big exhibition match of Quidditch. Yes, that's the sport played by the witches and the wizards of the Harry Potter novels. Since true witches and wizards are in fairly short supply around these parts, this will be Muggle Quidditch, Muggle being the name applied to all of us non-magical types. College players from U of M, Michigan State, Eastern, University of Toledo, and more will be playing the game at the Deer Run Soccer Complex in Linden Township. Joining us to tell us just how a game created in the imaginative mind of author J.K. Rowling has become a surprisingly serious sport for these muggles is Christina Packard, a former Quidditch player with Michigan State. Now, for those of us whose knowledge of Quidditch is kind of confined to having watched some or all of the Harry Potter movies or a knowledge of the novels, start by explaining what Quidditch is.
The best way to describe Quidditch, I guess, is it's sort of a mix of like basketball, rugby, dodgeball, and tag. Just so that people can get a sort of a general idea. Yeah. And really, it's a fantastic game to play. It's a lot of fun. It's fast-paced. There's so much going on at one time for everyone to watch that, I mean, nobody can leave, you know, without a smile on their face because it's exciting.
And I have seen some of the YouTube videos of players. So certainly we know that, you know, we watched the movies and we saw Harry and the other players whizzing around doing amazing things on broomsticks in the films. So the question is, how do you translate all of that action to a soccer field in Genesee County?
It was originally adapted back in 2005 by Middlebury College students. And from there, it's literally just expanded. The International Quidditch Association exists, and there's actually a huge rule book garnering everything around Quidditch. So pretty much just like the books, you have the three chasers, the two beaters, the keeper, and the seeker. And then the three chasers each handle the quaffle, which is sort of like a deflated volleyball versus like the red ball with the little indents in the movies.
Okay.
That's the ball that you try to shoot through one of three hoops that are of varying size. Unfortunately, our hoops don't fly in the air like they sort of do in the movies.
But, well, unfortunately, neither are you.
Yeah, and we certainly don't fly in the air, but the broom is still a big part of the game. It helps to sort of have a one-hand handicap. If you dismount your broom, you're actually considered out of play, and you have to go back and touch your hoops, remount before you can re-enter.
So you are running around holding a broom between your legs.
Yes, that is true, and it sort of makes it a little bit sort of a humorous part, a little bit of, you know, whatever. But, I mean, it keeps it exciting. It keeps it sort of have the whimsy, imaginative, whimsical, look to it. So,
And then the little gold ball with wings that Harry and Draco and the others are chasing is called a snitch?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, how do you translate that into your game?
The snitch actually ended up being translated as a person was the best way to do it. There was different schools that sort of tried, like, radio helicopters, that type of thing.
Yes.
Didn't really work so well. But the way it works is there's a person that's neutral to both sides of the field. So it's not on either team. They're usually dressed in all yellow. And a lot of the times are like acrobatic wrestlers, like people that are really just a little bit on the insane side. But they have special shorts that you can buy through Quick, or you can use just a long sock with a tennis ball in the end that sort of hangs out of their shorts. And that's the ball that ends the game. The snitch, the person themselves, has a bigger running area than just the pitch that the game takes place on.
Okay.
And the two seekers get to chase him around this area. And once that ball is caught by either side, it's 30 points for that team and the game is over immediately. But the snitch can push people down, can tackle them, can, you know, sort of throw the seekers around. It can get kind of violent, really. They do anything to protect the ball so that the game, you know, you never know when it's going to end.
Now, are there youngsters who are coming up and playing this as well as college? Like, where are you getting your new players from?
Well, a lot of what we've been doing with the IQA is trying to expand. And we have something that we actually call Kidditch. So instead of just having, like, the Quidditch where it's the college players, more competitive, kind of rugby-ist tackling going on, we make it for the kids, so maybe the hoops are a little shorter or different balls. The brooms, a lot of the time, will use like foam noodles instead of like wooden ones, so they're not running into each other. But it just sort of makes it so that the kids can play and get involved too, versus, you know, the college kids where it's a little bit more competitive. They can have fun while, you know, we go and compete.
But the college students are really the ones that have spearheaded this
yes,
Quidditch craze.
They really are. My part this last year, because unfortunately I graduated back in 2012, I actually participated as part of the organizing team for the Quidditch World Cup, and this was Quidditch World Cup 6 this year. So, I mean, we've had one every year for the past 6 years, and it's just grown and grown.
Christina Packard, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having us.